Weather conditions across the Midwest will continue to be mostly favorable until you cross over the Mississippi River into the western Corn Belt. Those areas will see increasing stress over the next week to 10 days, and crop damage is going to occur if there is no better rainfall than what's being advertised, and if the ridge of high pressure moves back over the region in about a week to 10 days from now, as is advertised. So close monitoring of those areas is warranted. And I'm talking specifically about Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and portions of Iowa. These states are already seeing a decline in soil moisture. We are seeing a little bit of stress starting to show up in some of those areas now. It's going to get significantly greater, though, as we move forward through the next week to 10 days, because there's virtually no rain of significance for the area. Temperatures are not going to be quite so terribly hot for a little while, but we will see the heat building into the region as we get into the second week of the two-week outlook. There may be a short-term bout of warming already this coming week, right before a cool front cuts through the region. Probably Thursday and Friday of next week, we'll probably see temperatures in the 90s in some of those western Corn Belt areas that are dry. But the warmest weather that's most threatening will probably occur in the period from the 22nd through the 26th, maybe all the way out to the 28th. So we'll continue to monitor that rather closely. The rest of the Midwest, though, we'll see a mix of precipitation and sunshine. It will be an environment before net drying. I don't want to imply that there's going to be a big boosting in soil moisture. We will slowly dry out, but there's going to be some timely rainfall periodically. The first bout of showers will occur today and tomorrow and go on into maybe Sunday as an upper-level low is pushed across the region by a new high-pressure ridge that will be coming into the heart of the eastern Midwest from the east. This high-pressure system will likely dominate the region through the work week next week, providing warm to hot temperatures and very little precipitation. The showers that occur today into the weekend will be very brief and light. We'll look for rain totals running a tenth to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch most often, with a few locations maybe getting upwards to about an inch or an inch and three quarters. But those heavier amounts of rain will be rather localized right now, targeted for parts of Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio, and only in spotty locations. The further west you travel in the Midwest, the more unlikely any kind of precipitation from this upper-level low is, and we will continue to see drying conditions occur in those locations. As we go into the end of next week, there will be a new cool front coming southward out of Canada, and it is at that time that will bring more rain potential across the Midwest, and many areas will have another opportunity for showers and thunderstorms. Early indications suggest totals might run 3/10 to 9/10 of an inch across northern and eastern areas, with some local totals getting over an inch. As far as the southwest is concerned, it still doesn't look very good that there's going to be a substantial amount of rainfall, even with this frontal system. The temperatures across the region are going to cool down just a tad bit here today. Actually, they were rather cool yesterday with 70s and lower 80s across the region. We're going to see that repeated, I guess, today for the most part. And then we'll start to see some warming as we move into next week as that high-pressure ridge builds up across the region. Afternoon temperatures tomorrow will be mostly in the 80s across the region. We'll look for highs 80s and lower 90s on Sunday. And again, Monday through probably Thursday or Friday of next week, we'll see temperatures in the upper 80s through the lower 90s with a few middle 90s possible in a few locations. Low temperatures at night are expected to be 60s and lower 70s during the warmest period during the work week next week, but will be mostly in the 60s this weekend with a few upper 50s scattered around as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.